shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness and gracious, great balls of fire.
American singer and pianist Jerry Lee Lewis was born on this day in 1935. Lewis began playing the piano at age 9 at the home of an aunt. His father, a carpenter and bootlegger, saw his passion and talent and mortgaged their house to buy a piano. Lewis emulated the playing styles of a local preacher and black musicians whom he observed during their appearances at local clubs, and was soon performing at school assemblies, talent shows, and tent revivals, as well as on the radio. He tried to break into the music business in New Orleans and Shreveport, Louisiana, and in Nashville, Tennessee. Drawn by the success of Elvis Presley, he landed at the Sun label in Memphis, Tennessee. Nicknamed The Killer, Lewis established himself as a major rockabilly star on Sun Records with top 10 hits Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On, Great Balls of Fire, and Breathless. He captivated legions of fans with his flamboyant attitude and unpredictable charismatic showmanship in stage, television, and film appearances. With his blonde hair falling in his face, he exhibited seemingly boundless energy and carried out various stage antics, including standing on the piano, playing it with arms and feet, and even lighting the instrument on fire. In 1958, scandal nearly ended his career. While on tour in England, Lewis was scorned by the press when it was learned that he had married his 13-year-old cousin. That Lewis's previous marriage was still valid only made matters worse. Despite the ensuing boycott, Lewis continued recording and performing wherever he could. In 1961, his version of Ray Charles' What I Say was a hit. Lewis soon returned to England, this time greeted as a star. Nevertheless, his comeback was complete only in the late 1960s, after he had shifted his musical focus and had a series of hits on the country charts. The grand opening of the Museum and Educational Center at the Lakeport Plantation House was held 3 years ago on this date. The house, built around 1858, was deemed at the time the showplace of the state's cotton aristocracy. The home was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1974 and is Arkansas's grandest example of Greek Revival architecture. It was deeded to Arkansas State University by the last owner and was part of the school's Delta Heritage Initiative program, which sponsored extensive renovation. On this date in 1957, the New York Giants played their last game at the Polo Grounds, losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-1. The Giants moved to San Francisco for the next season. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.